Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. I'm finna act a fool with the trifling almighty King T, one of Compton's finest. I go by the name of the party rocking player from the original pronounced Players Clique. Ask your daddy about me. If you don't know, ask your mama to ask your daddy about me. Sweet Cadillac, baby.
Too many girlies on the corner, scoping out a map. See, baby, don't back with it. So I'm pulling through the cut to get the honeys all around. Son about to set, play about the clown on a freaky dicky. Jump charging by the amps, popping these shoes in a full tank of gas. Don't get fly clothes, armor all bows. Let back my moon, wave at the. Let them know that I love them. I'm fixing the one above them. I find them, man, jump them, and keep them. Watch the suckers who bang and try to peep my game, cause it ain't no thing for me to hit my feet full of.
Yo, what's good, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live on the air right here coming to you live. Hold up, hold up. Let me get a few people in here with me. Check it out. Hold on, Doc. Hold on. Hold on. We got to make it happen here, Captain. Dr. Mandrick, are you here with me, sir?
I'm here.
Hold on. Let me check out Cat Daddy. Where you at, baby?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hold on. You know what I mean? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm trying to get things up and running. So glad y'all are here to join us. And we just going to need to make it happen, Captain. You know what I mean? Dr. Mandrick, how you feeling today, sir?
Feeling great, feeling great. The future of everybody is feeling great as well. Did you catch that rain yesterday?
Oh, man, I saw that rain yesterday, but they say rain is a blessing, right?
It is. It cleanses the soul, cleanses the earth, cleanses the air.
All right. So, you know what I mean? We're coming to you live out of Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? Home of the gambling, drinking, drugging, sleeping. The chicken ranch, the whole nine, you know what I'm saying? So what are we going to do? This week's topic is, we're discussing it, you know what I mean, having somebody good looking and your arm is all it's cranked up to be. We waiting on the beautiful lady Joy to join us. She'll be with us in a moment. She's just handling some business right now, you know what I'm saying? My man Reg is kind of missing in action right now, too, but, you know, there's still mad love going out to Reg, you know what I mean? Once again, IEA.biz is definitely in the building. So, you know what I mean? Lady Joy, you with me?
I'm right here.
Oh, the whole squad up in here.
Oh, yes, all right, don't get calm, homie.
We make it happen. Hold on. We need to do something for Lady Joy right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
So, hello, world. Lady Joy, tell the good folks what's good with you.
Oh, it's on. I'm ready to handle my business and handle yours if I have to. And we will anyway.
Because, you know, we just out of control up in here.
Mm-hmm. I have to keep you on lockdown, but that's okay.
That's all right. And once again, we want to show for our number out there for anybody that wants to call in. It's 646-929-2870. And as usual, this is your boy, Pretty Tony, coming to you live, you know what I mean? I'm the author of the book, like the write-up tells you, you know what I mean? And we're just keeping this game rolling, letting everybody feel a part of the love. Lady Joy, how's your week been?
Oh, the week has been fine. I've been making it happen and doing my fizzle. You know, trying to make a dollar out of 15.
You know what I mean? And matter of fact, I think this week's show kind of applied to you because, you know what I mean? The big question is if some having somebody good looking on your arm is all that it's cracked up to be, because sometimes, you know, you got somebody fine on your arms and you don't know what to do with it.
They half of them can't cook.
That's all I got.
Well, maybe that might.
They too pretty.
Oh, you know, you don't even want to go there with that.
You know, it depends on what the attitude's all about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And see, I've been looking good for a long time.
That's right. Hold on.
And I can cook. Thank you very much. And I can cook. Now, let me just say this.
Hold on, let me take your applause off.
Oh, you keep that one.
Tell him something, ladies, or put him in his place.
Okay, first of all, Mr. Singh. Yes, there are some beautiful women out there, nice-looking women, that think that they can just live off their beauty, which... You know, some it works for and others it doesn't eventually. But, like for myself, I don't think I'm ugly.
I agree, you ain't ugly. Chet, that ain't ugly. That's what I'm saying.
But I just don't work on my looks alone. I'm very intelligent. I can cook. There's a lot of things that I can do. And there's a lot of women out there that's in the same situation. Looks don't always get it for you because eventually looks will fade. And if you don't have other things that's going on for you, like intelligence and just being able to do things, you're going to be kicked to the curb.
How come some of these mamas, they be teaching their babies, look, girl, when you grow up, you get your rich dad that can provide for you, can take care of you, give you a good home, but they ain't teaching them nothing. They just tell them how pretty they are. What's up with them?
Well, see, that goes to saying that's all they know. That's all they've been brought up with. But you can work on your looks. You know, your looks will work for you, this, that, and the other. You don't have to do nothing but just sit back and look good. No, no, no. It doesn't work that way. You got to have other things going on for you. You could be in an accident and get really jacked up. Then what you're going to do?
Yeah,
you know?
It's
a lot of things that can happen
yeah.
where you can lose your looks. And if you don't have other things that's going on
you
with you, you know, you got problems.
Yeah, you see.
Our sisters out there got problems. Hey, hold on. Hey, let the big dog step in. You know what? I like to say they got items because we all got issues, but there's some folks out there walking around with big old items like a grocery bag, homie, and being fine don't always cut it. But it's not only the sisters. There's brothers, you know what I mean? Because you got a brother with a six-pack and braided hair and tatted up, you know, and he thug or he bug or whatever the hell, June bug, you know what I mean? All the drama that comes along with having him in your life, is it really even worth it? Because at the end of the day, if you ain't feeling yourself, how the hell you going to feel somebody else? You know what I'm saying?
Well, usually they're feeling themselves, and that's all they feel at the time. So what does that tell you?
That's right. So that's the question we're putting out there for Cyberworld. You know, is having a good-looking person always worth it all the time? Because there's got to be more than the physical. There's got to be a whole lot more going on, man, straight up.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do is get into this topic and we're going to have my man, Dr. Mandrick. You there, doctor? Where you at?
I figured out just for a moment.
Oh, man. But tell you what we're going to do.
Earth's the doctor.
You know what I mean? Hold on. For all the beautiful women out there, this is for you. Check this out. Hold on. Something's going on here with the switchboard. Do what I told you to do. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Acting like it. Doctor, where you at?
There you go.
Nah, you know, we were telling them that the good folks, what you got to talk about this week. You said you had some good things on the agenda. Hold on, Doc. Switchboard was trying to do something to you, trying to the negative energy was trying to block out the positive message you're trying to present to the people.
Well, like I said, the energies are moving in a direction where which all you have to do is just flow in that direction and you're going with it. So remember that song, don't pick, don't force it, just relax and let it in, just go with the flow. And you'll have everything.
Well, who's in season right now, Doc? Which one of the wonderful signs are in season now for the people?
Well, Mercury is doing pretty good right now. Aquarius is doing pretty good right now. Yeah. This is a year where which everything is flowing in the right direction. Therefore, water, you know, Aquarius is the water sign, and if you just flow in the direction with an Aquarius, you'll be okay. Also, Aries, of course. Taurus like the fourth thing. Aries like the fourth thing. But like the fifth.
Hey,
hey,
Aries
in the house
here.
You just sit back and just let everything happen, just grow. Now, if there's a time to force, there's a time to make things happen, but this is not the time for it. This is the time to just sit back and assess the whole situation. Of course, that's exactly what you need to do.
So, like I said, if there's something that you want at this time, no matter what sign you are, concentrate on it. It will come.
They see, y'all didn't think we'd get deep like that up in here. Y'all thought it was just going to be some crazy-ass show. But we get deep up in here. My man, Dr. Mandrake, get it right, Pretty Tony, get it right. Dr. Mandrake brings the metaphysical side of what do we got jumping off
up
here.
Oracle.
That's right, the word of the oracle. Tell the people a little bit about the oracle, Dr. Mandrake.
Oracle is a book that helps you get through reality. You know, sometimes reality is to be a wall to stop you from moving forward. Okay, basically what the oracle does is it gives you insight on what's in front of you before you can possibly see it. So to get this book, it's very simple. Go on your computer to oracle1.com. Once again, oracle1.com.
Now, Cat Daddy, I know that you're kind of quiet back there. You hungry or something?
No, I'm quiet. I'm just chilling because I'm waiting for you to get back to talk about those women that look good and don't know how to clean house, don't know how to cook, and only take a bath once a week, whether they need it or not.
You know you're wrong. You know you are oh so wrong. But that's...
They look good, though, you know what I'm saying?
Because
their mama told them, y'all look good, honey.
Now, Joy kind of just put you in your place about that. You know what I mean? And you're still on that. But you all right, though. I ain't knocking you.
That's why. Some of these guys out here, you probably get five. And I'm not saying that that's right. But they got... One can cook good. They got one can do
thing
good.
Hold on, what the hell is thing? You lost me. You ain't seen most specific. That's all I'm saying. What is thing? Is that a new recipe or something?
The thing is, when they can make your toes
little,
when they can cut.
With milk? What you talking about?
When they can touch their heels with their knees.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know. But see, you know, that's why you have to find, because it's hard to find one that look good that can accomplish all the things.
Ooh,
it's not hard.
What you mean it ain't hard? If it's that easy, we'd all have one, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, it depends.
Okay.
You know, it depends.
Okay.
Because it depends on what you consider is fine. There's some nice looking women out there. They might not be model beautiful, but
Fine is when you can turn over in the morning and look at her and don't feel bad.
That's fine. I thought fine was if you walk out the house, it's not what I like to call a midnight special. You don't mind taking her out in the daylight, because there are some damn midnight specials out there, man. You better get them when it's dark and get them out before the sun come up, brother.
Some of us have pride, though. See, we would like to turn over and look at our mate, significant other, and don't feel like, what did I do?
So we're drinking.
That's not the ludicrous
part. Okay, but now remember, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, though.
And after some alcohol, you get to
really
behold
it
a whole lot of time.
Maybe somebody else won't behold the beauty, but you will. So you got to remember that. So, hey.
Okay, well, you know, once again, we want to invite you to call in because we're just having too much fun up in here, man. 646-929-2870. If you want to just holler at one of our on-air personalities, whether it's Lady Joy, you know what I mean, or you want to talk to Dr. Mandrake, or you just want to talk to Cat Daddy Ignorant Ass, you know, just call in. Call in if you want to talk to Mr. Ignorant Ass. Just call in and let us know what's going on because we're going to be here to entertain you and ourselves. We're going to amuse. We're going to tell you our views in our no-holds bar. We're just going to get it all out there. Once again, we're missing our main man, Reg. Much love to him. But the show got to go on. Reg, reach out and touch us, man.
He's out there listening somewhere.
You know what I mean?
Reg has worked on this concert for all you people out there. I'm going to tell you about this concert.
Tell him, Cat Daddy.
It's big event coming up at Henderson Pavilion, April 4th. You need to be there. It's going to be all that and then some. If you don't, your mama, grandmama, and them going to be mad at you. And they can come, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And who's putting that event on? That's our good folks over there. IEA.biz. Definitely doing some major things for the independent entertainers out there. You know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Tone right here representing for the players. Lady Joy doing what she do. So, Lady Joy.
Yes.
What you back there doing? What you working on, baby? I thought you said you got some entertainment news this week. What you talking about?
Well, you know, I'm just doing my sizzle and making it happen and just doing my thing. I want this show to be successful. I want people to call in and give us your opinion on things because that's what we're here for. You know, we're here to give out information, have some fun. We want you to have fun, too, so give us a call.
That's right.
And that number, the number to call is 646-929-2870.
Now, hold on here. I'm going to try to see if I can get this music thing right one more time because the last time I had Candy playing over the good doctor, so let's see if Candy gonna come in when I need it to.
There we go.
Hey, this is your boy Pretty Tone back with you once again on the shizzle. We still up in your Lady Joy, say hey.
Hey.
You know what I mean? The doctor said it was good.
Everything's good.
Look at that.
Everything's good.
Yeah, I am right
back
here.
Take care some business.
Yeah,
oh, there he is.
Okay, you know what I mean? Once again, you know, welcome to the show. We definitely trying to entertain you a little bit, waiting for some of you good folks to call in when you can, but we're going to keep the show moving as we just up in here having some fun, man. But, you know, from my perspective, as I'm talking about this whole having somebody good-looking on your arm, you know, Lady Joy presented the female point of it, and, you know, Cat Daddy did his what he's thinking ass do, you know what I mean?
And he talked about folks who can't cook and all that. But personally speaking, I know for a lot of folks, you know, we're taught that we're supposed to have somebody good looking and all, but nobody stops for a moment to think all the things that come along with having somebody good looking with you. You know what I mean? Every, just speaking from the fellow's point of view, when you have a dime piece on your arm, every waiter, cab driver, everywhere you go, even your own homeboys and your brother going to be looking at her sideways, you know what I mean? And that's when the green eye of jealousy come out, and that starts playing on your insecurities. You're going to get to smelling people's drawers, you know what I mean, imagining shit that really ain't even there, man. And nobody thinks about that, but you just want somebody that's fine. You know, we thought, get that cute little girl, but we never stopped thinking. When you get that cute little girl, what you going to do with it?
What about the people who be collecting drawers?
See, you on that freaky shit, Cat, that. Joy, talk to him, please. Lay hands on him. No, don't touch him. Don't touch him.
Lay hands
don't,
on
don't
him.
Don't lay hands on him.
To be involved, and we don't want to
do that. That's what I'm saying.
You know what? You got to have that confidence in yourself. If you have somebody that looks good and everybody is looking at him, you know, it's not about being jealous, it's about being proud. You know, I got that. This is mine. You know, and yeah, you can look, but you can't touch.
But everybody got it like you.
Yeah, but, but like I said, it's about whoever you're with, you got to have that confidence in yourself. You know, if you're thinking somebody will smash him or like you said, you know, you're coming up with things that's not there and you're imagining stuff like that, you losing that confidence in yourself. You got to build that up. It's like, hey, I got this.
But hold on, Lady Joe. I get all that, and that sounds good in theory, but true. You know, a lot of people don't have that swagger to themselves. You know what I mean? They go, have you ever seen that brother walking with a fine broad and he just looking around?
First of all, we're not talking broad here. We're talking lady. Don't let me have to come over there.
Okay. You know what? I do apologize. That's why, yeah, okay. We're going to get it right. You know, she's hating right now. But, yeah, that's how we're going to roll on that. Fine ladies, you walking with your fine lady and, you know, got his chest all stuck out like, yeah, this is
all
mine. All of us done seen that, brother. He walking around just looking for verification like, you see this. You know what I mean? Y'all laughing because, you know, y'all know I'm keeping it 100. Walking down the street, got his hand all on her, you know what I mean? But do you really need somebody fine in your life? What about other people? What about the regular people who just out there trying to do right? Because a lot of us overlook people based on their physical looks.
Exactly.
While you got some average person around you who's been your best friend or a good friend or whatever it is, and you look right past them, and you keep trying to hold on to, you know, relationship after relationship with the so-called fine person, and it ain't brought you nothing but headache and heartache. So, you know, I'm addressing this from different sides. I'm talking about the insecurity. I'm talking about the issues of dealing with the whole relationship on a whole, because I'm going to tell you something, man. Lady Joy can speak from the feminine side. I got to speak for the fellas. A lot of times you get a fine woman and you dealing with her, she come with a whole lot of issues because brother's been so busy kissing her ass, they don't know where her ass ends and their face begins, man. Straight up. So she made me run into a brother like myself who was like, hey, hold up. I'm toned. I ain't trying to go for that, and she ain't used to hearing that. How you deal with that? Because Lady Joy, you're a looker, and you've been married, happily married for a while, but I'm sure you're dated.
You just put your business out there, didn't
you? Because her husband might be listening. Your husband talk big up, Mr. Joy. You know what I mean? Your boy pretty tall got your back. I'm putting it out there. She married to you. You dig? And, you know, maybe she ain't going to want to discuss. But before y'all got married, I'm sure she done dated a little bit. And she had that brother, you know what I mean, when she was a looker, and he went all out of his way to get her.
What do you mean was?
I wasn't saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad. I mean, she is a looker. And now, you know what I mean, I'm sure she dated a guy before, and he went out of his way to get her, and then something, you know, his insecurity started playing up a little bit too much. You understand? I'm saying a little bit too possessive. What is the difference between pride and possessive?
Well, I can tell you, I can answer that.
Okay, go ahead.
Pride is is like, you know, I don't have to be worried because she's with me. And we got a relationship going on, and whoop, there it is. The other thing that you were saying.
Not smelling the draws?
Yeah, that's and that's insecurity, and it's like possessiveness. You follow him, you're looking for him in the daytime with a flashlight and all of that stuff.
Hold on. Go ahead. I'm not a player, set your game up. Hold on, keep talking.
And that possessiveness, it just doesn't work because you smother a person like that, you know, and then you get suspicious and things are going on that's not really happening like that, and you lose out because the person's like, look, I'm tired of this, I'm not putting up with it, you know, you don't believe what I'm telling you or you think something's going on and it's not, and you it, bottom line, you got to have trust in the relationship. If you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
You know?
Because you are both, let's talk about the couple just for a minute. If you go out there and you get the wrong person, even if she is a bad or he is looking at a you still got a problem. Because that's the wrong person. You got to be with the right person. You got to be happy. You got to be pretty much on the same page. Because if you go in for that person just because of your looks,
Now, Doc, you know, I know you're a smart man and all, and let's keep it real. When you see a sexy breezy down the street, you ain't worried about your spiritual connection. When that Coca-Cola pop hit that counter, you worried about another kind of connection. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to go deeper. That's all I'm saying.
See what I'm saying. Once you go deeper, okay, you gotta be really looking for the answers. I mean, you can't go deeper and then go, oh, I think I can deal with that. Oh, I think I can deal with that. And in the future, all those issues come back up.
And trust me, Doc, when I tell you, issues always come up because, you know, like we're sitting here talking right now, we're getting our grown folks on, so we can probably talk about things that's one of the things that a lot of times in relationships we never truly address is issues.
Okay.
And a lot of people come to the front door with baggage that you're not prepared for mentally and sometimes even physically.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So once that initial attraction is there with her fine ass, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I got to see what color drawers she got on. You know what I mean? There you cut that to go with that ignorance.
You see that
part of it? Drawers, you might have to play out that boy.
Where's my belt? Let me get my shoe.
Yeah.
For example, how to marriages and actors and entertainers get married. Most of them don't stay married.
True that.
Because they're in the same... They're sitting in the same business.
Exactly.
And they know what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, that's why a lot of marriages in the Hollywood situation, if you're an actor and the other person is not,
it may work.
But then a lot of times, when they're both in the same situation,
yeah,
sometimes it works.
Sometimes
because
it
you
works.
Have couples that have been actors and actresses for a long time,
true,
and they've been married for a long time.
Or very few.
Very few.
Yeah.
Very few, because they're like, hey, I can get whoever I want,
exactly,
so, you know, I'm tired of you.
Right.
Oh, I'm tired of you. Okay? So
yeah,
I'm going to move over here and see what's happening over here.
Exactly. And you got all the pretty faces.
Yeah, all the hands and bodies
all
and all of that.
You know, so you can take your pick. So
exactly.
But if you're going for that, okay, you pass the pretty body, you pass the pretty face,
mm-hmm,
you pass all of that. Now you find
that
out.
That doesn't last forever. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Now you find out, you know, she likes sushi too.
What the hell is back up in here talking about sushi? Get daddy. Congratulations. Ain't nobody talking about no doggone sushi. Suppose you're a freak on a damn leash and you don't know because you got it up in your damn house. You go to work and come home, she hanging from a pole or something.
She might not be hanging from a pole. She might be swinging from a pole. What are you talking about?
Swing from the pole. You can hang with that. That's what I'm saying. You don't like the pole swinging.
And that's where that word compatibility comes in.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times you get these broads that they are freaks on a leash. These
but
women.
Broad.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She hating.
You have to come up here.
She hating. She just on that hate.
That's what you're looking for.
Well, most of the time,
Most of the time becomes the question, you know what I mean? But it's still everything. Listen, man. Everything in life is a work in progress.
Yeah,
and
every day.
Every day. You got to work at it. And that's something that we're not taught because our parents never spend time, you know what I mean? First of all, wow, I'm getting deep up in here. All right, I don't mind being deep for a month.
Okay, let me give a shout-out to some of the listeners. Okay, it is an easy way to find out if that person is right for you.
Tell them, Doc, tell them.
Go to my site, get the Oracle. And when you meet a person, when you first meet a person, ask the Oracle. And I guarantee you that you'll get the truth. And not only that, once you hear the truth, you may not want to listen to it. You know, just start watching the person, just start feeling the person and trying to get you connect. If it doesn't work, get away from it, no matter how fine.
You see, once again, Doc, in theory, that sounds good. Because we both know sometimes you get in and it's like a bloody dark cloud has descended on your life, and this thing or person that used to bring you so much joy, whether it's sexually or spiritually, suddenly is like a damn demon sent here from the hell.
True.
Come through your damn life, and you can't get rid of them.
See, that's where your book comes in at.
That's
where your book comes in.
Some real life shit, because a player is so much more than a lot of people give them credit for. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you're a player, you're playing the game of life. Get that through your head. This ain't on no just cuckoo tip and trying to get up in somebody's drawers, because there's a lot of fake people out there playing. And I'm going to say this, and a lot of cats don't like this when I say it, because cats have told me, you can't be married and be a player. If you're going to play, you play the game. Just like any other game in life, you commit yourself to it and you do the things. You know what I mean? In my book, I step your game up. I tell you that there are rules to the game of being a player. Be it female or be it male, because I'm gonna tell you something. Women invented the game of being players. A lot of cats blow you and whatever, brother. No, trust me when I tell you, women invented the game, and they are
so
good
right.
at it.
So you're right.
But you see, things that we can hide, things that they can hide, we can't hide. See, when a woman is sexually aroused. Unless you can read her, you'll never know. Us, just check the front of our pants. It gets swelling all up. You understand what I'm saying? They're the best at it. But anyway, I'm straying here, but that's what we do. We start off one way, we go another way, but it's all inclusive. Because we're really talking about, in general, the game of life, the game of love, sexuality, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, like my man, hey, Cat, yeah, tell him about the dirty drawers again, man.
We need to hear that.
They so insecure that when a girl come home, boy, and you have them assuming the position, like they 5-0 and shit.
Did I get a little bit? I can't wait to meet this girl.
Oh,
yeah. They be going through their purses and stuff, man, and be picking up their cell phone, trying to see who they called and shit, following them to work and stuff. You know, if you have a friend over tea, they be stopping
calling
you. I'm going to keep it real. Have you ever been like going to somebody's house to have a drink or something, and you can just feel the tension up in there? But who's just lurking? Who's just lurking? You're like, golly, we're just over here to eat some barbecue and spaghetti and drink some red wine or whatever. He's just lurking like, you're like, what the hell?
Behind the bushes and stuff.
Yeah.
Kicking around the corner.
Thank you,
let's kill.
Rub
it in your ass.
Oh, my. Coochie's a powerful thing. Gentlemen, I'm going to I'm going to buzz you in a minute, Carla. Hold on. This girl told me a story about she had a cold. And she called a friend over to give her a ride to the store. And she got back home, headed up the stairs. This dude she had just met maybe a week or two called on the phone, so I see how you're getting dropped off in that blue truck walking up there with the grocery bag with your orange juice. And she said, she looked around like, who the hell is this girl?
Assertive women, or you just want a woman that's going to be passive?
Who's that person that directed? There's a lot of testosterone up in here.
Yeah, and they can't handle it.
Who's the person that directed that, Regina?
Well, when you're talking about women in general, do you prefer a woman that lets you know that she has everything in check, or do you like a woman to kind of show a little favor your way?
Kind of like the favor. Show favor my way.
You see, he ignorant.
Oh,
every once in a while when a woman takes charge?
Don't misunderstand
me. When I say take charge, that means that she's assertive enough to know that she's on fire. So she makes you know that she's on fire, too. She becomes your Cleopatra. Always let you know that you're the man.
Well, exactly. Because a good woman is going to make a man feel like he's running things, right?
Even though we're running things, we let them think they're running things.
That's all I'm saying. A man chases a girl until she catches him.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, I'm just listening to you guys. You're sounding great. I may call back in, but keep doing what you're doing.
Please do. We need for you to call back in, Regina.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Regina.
Hey, Regina, let me ask you a question before you go.
Okay.
Do you know how to cook, clean, and do laundry, and serve your man, and make his toes wiggle?
Oh, absolutely.
All at the same time.
All right.
All at the same time. It's called multitasking.
That's the word for it, for sure.
Multitasking.
If you can make his toes wiggle, you're good with me.
Right. I mean, you know, if you can't rock his socks, you know, he may want to look otherwise, but a woman should always make that her first encouragement.
Well,
There you go.
And that means you actually move more than once every 10 minutes.
Damn.
Oh, you know what, Regina? I'm going to go outside and get my metal baseball bat because, you know, he's up in here tripping and carrying on. Okay?
You can't keep holding it down, Joyce.
He closed it down, Joy. I'm going to drink this iced tea that I have and continue to listen to you.
Yeah, listeners calling in. And, you know, we can talk about anything you want to talk about, Regina.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about, I have a business that's going to be coming online pretty soon. I'm really excited.
Well, let us know about the business, Regina. Why not? You're here with us. What is it about?
Well, the business is about glow products. We're going to light up your celebration. So whether it's a birthday, anniversary, or whether you're just getting your fantasy freak on, we have that product.
I love it.
So what you basically saying is we can light up the sheets and the bedroom.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
So,
okay.
You know, I'm hoping to be able to, you know, visit you guys soon and share all the information about the product. But I think it's going to really take Las Vegas by storm. It's really exciting.
You got some glow-in-the-dark condoms?
Well, you know, we have glow in the dark everything.
Okay. We're definitely going to have you on the air with us because, you know, some of these dudes up here are getting pimp slapped into reality.
What kind of question is that?
In other words, if you really fire, you got to show people what you're working with. And sometimes
exactly.
You got to bring your bling on blast.
Exactly.
Okay, now if somebody's interested in the glow product, how would you find out about it?
Well, certainly they can call me. The name of the company is Glowmasters, and they can can we share a number on air?
Go right ahead. What you talking about?
They can give a call.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. Then go in the dark condoms. That's all we require.
It's more than just some go in the dark condoms, Regina. Okay. I know your product, and they know all this testosterone and balls and all kind of craziness all up and through here. Okay.
Well, that's all right. If they really want
to
put
because I got my metal
blast
call back in the driveway.
Hey,
what
is your
website? Is there a website we can go to?
Now, say that again.
Is there a website we can go to?
We don't have a website yet. We're working on creating it, but there is a number, 302-4407. Or you can go to send an email, glowmasters.com. And, of course, you can call me, Regina D.
Okay. Your music, lady.
All right.
All right, well, we're going to take a short little musical interlude here, and we'll be right back, so check this out.
All right.
Ha-ha. Yeah. Check it out. Money can make the world go round. That's how it's been since the beginning of time. Now, who says we can't be fly? Who say Compton can't get the Skrilla at the same time get some fly? Well, that's the subject of my conversation. Cause ain't nothing like getting a dollar in some penetration. Now, that's a whole lot easier to understand nowadays. But some of you players still be going out sideways. So just take this game with a tic-tac. Cause if you was on skin roll, you can get faster than a Big Mac. I owe it to myself to be fly. That's what top dogs are the boy. Cause instead of mounds, these is always one I'm enjoying. Cause sometimes they feel like it, but they rather have it more often than they don't. So I won't go flipping and making it topsy-turvy. Now keep my $100 bills crisp and that ass curvy. Cause ain't nothing on my mind but to be fly through time. Having a nest egg buried behind an estate, that's fine. Watching Jordan go for 40 in a bucket tub. Eating Cheetos, drinking Moe, getting a back scrub. Because first you get the power, then you get the money. Dude, don't be no dummy.
Players can see paper when the game is tight.
Right.
And if you want the ladder, that's for you to decide. But as long as you ain't dipping, then you're doing it right. So together they go hand in hand.
Oh, you
players can see paper when the game is tight. And if you want the ladder, that's for you to decide. But as long as you ain't dipping, then you're doing it right. So together they go hand in hand.
She wanna make me break cold, but I can't. I wanna fire it up and hit it, pass it like that. Buddha, long hair, fly Chinese and black for a Mac plus player. D, baby, I'ma get you hot, wanna get you full blown so we all can hit the spot. Got game by the tons, looking for some second to none, kinda fun, but these on the run for cover, they looking for lovers. Ain't no tricking young D, cause I'm unlike the others, not a buster. I'm on the mission for figures, time up for you diggers. Now who got the heat? Pass the liquor, hope hit a name, it gets them hotter, spin a straggler on a wheel, now they call me D the Potter, Lotta, hating going.
going on, but I ain't with it. I'm a mash on that drama every time that I feel it. Cause I'd rather have a major in than have sex. And when I have a million to serve, you know what's next. But first you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the food. Oh, don't be no dummy.
On your own with your jazzy way. My intent is your lane, but first I'm out to get paid, not played. Can't be your incredible, edible way. I don't crack nor flip my yoke with the female folk. Now, baby, break yourself. Get broke. You can choke off this young black better than Mary Jane. In your brain, I'm guaranteed to have you thinking and feeling things. Like yourself, Noah. Watch your health if you feel like plotting. Your body turns rotten from the inside out. That's just turned out getting hit by a sucker. Look, 2 minutes, brother. Came up that next full minute, sucking your drama up. 50 seconds to go. See, half of that is the show. Now, with the other half, you can't laugh because you know it's straight sipping and whining. Instead of pimping and grinding, KK, I'll let you know. Now, pay attention, bro. See, first you get the power, then you get the money, then you get the food. Don't be the dummy, dummy.
Once again, we are back up in here. Cat Daddy, where you at?
I'm hanging over here on the left fender.
okay. You know what I mean? Lady Troy, where you at?
I'm right behind you with the baseball bat.
Okay, straight up.
45 female. We need to do a show on violent female.
Well, we can do that too.
How about violent fine female? You know what I'm saying? They'll be trying to take us out on the DL. You dig what I'm saying?
So yes, once because again, you're doing stuff you shouldn't be doing.
Hey, that's the truth. We want to thank Regina so much for calling in. And we had another caller, but we lost you. But, you know, we just up in here having a blast trying to do it real grown up in here, talk about some grown things. And then the question we put out there today is having somebody find on your arm all this cracked up to be. You know
let me give out this number so people can call in.
Go right ahead.
The number is 646-929-2870. So give us a call and give us your opinion because we value that. We want to hear from you and make sure that it's doing what it's supposed to do. Making it do what it do up in here.
Straight up. Good doctor, where you at?
I'm right here.
All right.
I'm back. I'm popping in the man.
All right, Dr. Mandrake. Now, you keep talking about Oracle. Give us some kind of history on the Oracle a little bit here right fast.
The history of the Oracle is that it's the oldest divinational system known to man. Now, what I mean by divinational system is a system that can tell you what you should do, guide you in the right direction. Like some people coin flip it in the air and want heads or tails. Obviously, we know heads is yes and tails no. Okay. The Oracle is the very first thing of invention to be able to do that. It gives you answers and it gives you guidance. Okay, basically it's a book. Half of it's upside down and the other half is right side up. Okay. But when you flip it over and over and over and you ask a question, it will give you a direct answer. So like I said, go to www.oracle1.com and then we can just give you the Oracle.
It's awesome too. I saw it. Yeah, it works. It works. It definitely works.
It works for everyone. Okay. Now, when you get your yours, that's the first thing you have to do. Take one page, write your name, write your birthday, write your birthplace on it. Take the page out, rip it out, burn it, send it out to the world, and it starts working immediately. Now, you can only ask 3 questions a day. So make the questions something that you really, really want to know. Person is probably calling on this line. They probably want to know if their spouse is cheating or if they should really go for this particular person that they're interested in right now or something like that. The oracle answers the questions, those questions also. Okay, now, if the oracle gives you a question and you can't understand, you can call me personally. Okay? My number is 1-800-275-5336. That's once again 1-800-275-5336. Also, there's an extension. Put in extension 058-5050.
And make sure you're writing this down.
Yeah, make sure everybody's writing this down. Once again, 1-800-275-5336. Extension 058-5050. If something in your article that you don't understand, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Or just give me a call to find out what's happening. I'll give you straight talk, straight answers. All right. Now, the topic of our
show
today is,
if it's having somebody finding your damn arms, is it worth all the damn headaches that come with it sometimes? Because we don't think that whole situation through. And trust me, there is headaches. Lady Joy back there giggling because maybe she's going down memory lane. But you know what I mean? Sometimes there's just so much we go through when you got somebody fine on your arms. And hey, and with folks.
Y'all acting like it's just a man thing up in here. You
know,
nah,
it's even with the women.
Okay. Well,
let's flip on you.
Yeah, it works both ways here.
It is. Swing
the
door.
Yeah.
Back where you
were.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have ladies that feel the same way. You know, you got a guy that's fine, he's chiseled and got the look and all this, and you at somewhere, you might be a concert, might be a grocery store, whatever. And he's getting the looks up and down and all that. So it works all right.
And that's what I'm saying. So since you brought it up, I'm going to flip it back on you then.
Flip it.
You understand what I'm saying?
New breed.
Okay. All right, because, you know, a lot of times y'all get a decent-looking brother or whatever, and y'all's insecurities come into play when y'all got to start questioning a lot of things because your sister looking at him sideways. Your homegirl probably, she in your ear telling you, girl, he ain't no good. You know what I mean? I know it ain't a fool with a long way. She's definitely trying to set you up. But it's worth it sometimes. You know what I mean? Because we go through all this to get eye candy, be it male or female.
Well, you got to understand, first of all, when you meet somebody, it's to what you see outside first.
Yeah.
That attracts you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you really get into this person and see what they're about, a lot of times things fall to the wayside.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you look good, but you ain't got no sense. You look good, but you broke ass.
Yeah.
You ain't got no money, you know, and you living in your car. But a lot of people feel insecure, and they feel like, I got to have somebody that look good. I don't care if he lives, you know, at the bus stop, whatever. You know, he looks good. And it's not always about that because, you know, that look is what attracts you to a person. But you need to talk to that person or feel them out and see where you're going, you know, see where it's going. Because a lot of other things, you know, like they might have a whole lot of baggage that you don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, and they might have the looks, and that's all they got.
True.
You know, they might not have no money, no job,
and the way the economy is, you can be broke by your damn self. You don't need nobody to help you.
Hold on, man. Let me put this number out there for anybody that's trying to call the show, man. The number is 646-929-2870. Go ahead and give us a call on the air. You know what I mean? Kind of play a play.
Right now.
I'm waiting on my man Trey Wingo, the pimp of the year, to give me a call. 646-929-2870. Because, you know, I know my man Trey Wingo got something to say about having fun.
Yeah, I'm waiting
broad
for Trey Wingo.
So, holler at your boy. 646-929-2870. You know what I mean?
I just want to say one thing. It is about perseverance, me, myself. If a girl weighs like 350 pounds,
here we go.
Cause see,
don't even try it.
That tells me that that woman right there likes eating. Therefore, if she likes nuts,
you know what? You ain't even gonna call me
right.
You know?
I swear he ain't right. His mama does it while he's there.
Yeah, what's going on with it?
What's up, Where you at? What neck of the woods you in, brother?
Oh, so I'm out here in this Anaheim right now.
Man, look here, man. I need to get your pen. Some a lot of these cats be trying to have these fine-ass broads on their arm, and they don't know what to do.
You didn't say no broads.
Okay, I ain't going to say broads. My man, Trey. Hey, Trey, tell these cats what they got to have in their head when they're dealing with a fine-ass woman and don't know what to do with them. Because, you know, being a man, you know, first of all, to all the world out there, this ain't no fake. My man is a real-life pimp. You know what I mean? They call him international.
Heard that one before.
My man's name is Trophy. Hey, what do these cats need to know to handle when they got a fine woman that everybody wants, Trey? Tell them.
I mean, you know, really sit. Some solid pimping, man. That's all I'm really into. I ain't really into no square shit, so I can't tell a motherfucker how to conduct business with a girlfriend. You know, some of these niggas can't even get their wife to wash dishes. So they mad at me because I can just go out there and risk her life, freedom, health, and sanity for me, you know?
True that, true that. You know what I mean?
And your point?
I'm trying to make a point that you got to have a woman do what you need to do to get what a man needs. Ain't that what you're saying, Trey Wingo?
You know, my point is always up because I'm going straight to the top.
Okay.
Well, man, we so glad you called in for a moment and blessed me with your presence because I know you got a whole lot going on out there in the world, brother.
Oh, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Come on, Trey. Bring it, baby. I want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, let the man speak then, Trey. You know what I mean? Go on and tell them about the international. You know, what does it require for a woman to catch somebody like yours' attention, my brother?
I mean, to catch my attention, you just got to be qualified to be certified, you know. I mean, there's a lot of fake-ass females out there who want to be in a pimp face, who just want to, you know, fuck on a pimp and shit like that because they know that we really gifted in all areas. But just like how women, you know, want a real-ass nigga, we want a real-ass female, too, somebody that's solid. That ain't trying to, you know, be snitching on motherfuckers and shit, pretending like they're 100% devoted and, you know, can't really maintain themselves behind a motherfucker back and all that type of shit, you know. Smiling in a nigga's face, telling everything is all right.
That's the same thing my man Cat Daddy was saying, dog, that, you know what I mean, you get a fine-ass woman and behind, after you get beyond the fineness, there ain't nothing else really to it.
I mean, nah, really, I not 100% of the time, but shit about, you know, 98% of the time, you know, all that shit is really on the surface. You dig up underneath the surface, man, it's like a hotel bed, you know what I mean, the seats and everything look real nice, but when you pull the motherfuckers back, it's all dirt. My name is International Victory, a.k.a. Trophy. If they want to go through the email address, it's DrNateTrophy@yahoo.com. That's DrNateTrophy@yahoo.com.
All right, brother. Thank you.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Ask my man that question.
Oh, okay. Now, you're a pimp, right?
I'm an international
I'm
boss.
You're international what now?
I'm an international boss.
Okay, and what does that entail? What is your persona? What is it that you do?
What I do is handle prostitutes. I mean, if you just want it out there like that, you know what I mean? I fuck with prostitutes. I'm not, you know, I ain't saying I'm a pimp because I got 10 girlfriends or because I walk through the mall and get at females all day. But, you know what I mean, some really handling business out there, really checking traps, really making real money off this shit.
Okay. And you've been doing this for quite some time now?
I've been doing it since 95.
Okay. And it works for you?
Shit. Better than anything else.
Okay. Well, hey, if you've got those ladies out there that works for you and is doing a damn thing for you, handle it. you got that percentage that works for you, and there's a whole bigger percentage that doesn't. So if it's doing a damn thing,
if the shoe fit, wear it.
If
the
shoe
fits,
wear
it.
You know, whatever blows up your skirt, baby, okay?
We're about to do this little short musical thing right here. Trey Ringo, much love, International Trophy. But here we go.
Closing my dreams.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. It's your boy, Pretty Tony. You know, I done took over the airwaves for a moment.
My co-hosts,
I think they went to make themselves a drink or something, you know what I mean?
I'm right here, baby.
There go my brother, Cat Dad, you know what I mean? But I'm up in here representing for all the good folks right now. I want to thank everybody for calling in. You know what I mean? We appreciate the love. We're a new show. We're trying to get it all worked out. Last week was a bit of a chaos for us, but this week we're trying to run a little smooth and get this thing down right. You know what I mean? We're trying to have some fun. We're trying to entertain you. We're trying to just do so many different things right now. You know what I mean? So bear with us. Like I said, I want to thank everybody that's listening that has called in. But you know what? We got to tell y'all the name of the show. The name of the show is Can I Play a Play? Straight up, man.
I'm looking through here.
Straight up, you know what I mean? We're having a good time up in here. You know, one thing about when you have good people together, you always have a good time. And I suppose that's something to be said of relationships also, is you got to have good people to get together.
Once again,
hold on. Music got to playing. I don't know where the hell it came from. You know,
we're just having
sport.
A good time over here. We're doing everything.
That's right, everything. I got to make a bridge and say, yeah, Mom, what the hell?
The number is 1-646-929-2870. Give us a call at Can a Player Play?
Straight up, you know what I mean? We're here to entertain you and keep it going on. Coming to you live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. We, you know what I mean? Today's topic is, of course, you know, is having somebody fine on your arm all the hell that is cranked up to be. Me personally, my personal perspective from that is, as I was about to say earlier, it's about good people. So sometimes, you know, even though Cat Daddy was joking about the 350-pound broad, she needs a
No, he wasn't. He was serious. He was serious.
Straight up, Dr. Mandrake, you with us?
I'm with you.
All right, you know what I mean? It's all about good people. Anything you do in this life, whether it's a relationship, a business, or a little radio show, you got to surround yourself with good people and people you can vibe off and feel good about.
Yep.
And so you got to go in beyond good, because, you know, of course, we all want a little cutie pie. Let's keep it real. But,
exactly.
You know what I mean? But
somebody wants a mud duck.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm telling you, sometimes that mud duck will look out for you. It's all about the quality of character. That, you know what I mean? Straight up, you see, y'all never expect to hear no shit like that on this program, did you? Because it's kind of
Hello, somebody coming through.
Somebody coming through.
Hello?
Caller?
Nah, nobody hello? Coming through yet. Nobody coming
through.
Hey, my
camera's here.
Hello? Yeah,
I didn't
do
That's
okay.
Yeah, we have those confines up in here. But please pardon us. We had a little sip of something. You can't have a good
hello.
Time without a fine wine.
Oh, there
you go. Somebody is saying hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
The fat boy know how to answer him phone. Now, what if the guy wants to
go? What's
up?
What's up? What's up?
Now, what if the guy have good pum pum? You gotta call up.
Yeah, the girl has good pum pum. That's real important.
Yeah, real important.
From a male perspective, we definitely want some good pum pum.
All right. All right.
So, beyond the good pum pum, she gotta have something else to offer us, right?
Yeah. If the Yankee gal have a job.
There you go.
Street job. I don't understand broke Yankee man. Street job. I don't understand broke foreign man.
What's your name?
My name Trinidad.
Girl.
Trinidad. My name Trinidad.
Oh, Trinidad.
Yeah. Hold on, let me get this right. You Jamaican name Trinidad.
Yes.
That is some funny shit. If I ain't never heard some funny shit. But welcome to the show anyway. We appreciate the pum pum. Like you said, appreciate the pum pum.
And we appreciate your wood, you know. We appreciate your big fat wood.
I appreciate the wood too. Yes, that's right. If we ain't making good wood, y'all ain't gonna give us the pum pum. That's what you say.
No, you're right.
Oh, that is funny. Joy,
oh, you're right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm speaking from the female perspective here.
Trinidad.
Yes.
You there?
Yeah,
Trinidad,
ma'am.
You don't agree with me, right?
Yeah, me damn, ma'am. Me, I agree with the gap.
I'll show you right, girl. I'll show you right.
Okay, well, you got anything
else
to say,
or
we're
going
to thank you for calling in.
No problem. No problem. Me link up more. Me link back a little more, eh?
All right. Well, thank you for the call in.
Ignore you.
He
wants to know how much you weigh, girl.
Okay.
No, I think she's gone. I think we lost her.
That's all right, though.
I didn't even see it come on the switchboard. Her Jamaican ass snuck on the hard guy.
That's how they do.
She's there.
You know what I mean?
With 9 jobs,
man.
Somebody, I will see it. You got 9 jobs, I don't care what you look like. You cool as hell with me. I'll ask your boy. 400 pounds, I'll take you.
But yeah, that's okay.
Hold on, I think we got another call here. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Caller?
I guess not. They ain't with us.
I think you got shy.
You got shy, but I see you on the switchboard. We appreciate you calling, and I just want you to know that we got you on, but I'm going to mute you, because you ain't saying nothing. But so I'm going to say, call all you there again, because I see you.
Come here, Jack.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. We greatly appreciate it. I see you left us.
But the question today is having a good-looking mate all that it's cracked up to be? That works both ways, male and female. So, ladies, if you have a question or you have a comment about having a good-looking guy on your arm and how you feel about it, or fellas, if you have a good-looking lady on your arm and you have the same questions or comments, give us a call. The number 646-929-2870. We'd love to hear from you and get your comments and everything about how you feel about this situation. Because it's an everyday occurrence and it's a life thing, so we want to hear from you.
Oh, for sure. You know what I mean? Like we were saying earlier, you know what I mean? Sometimes you can have somebody that's fine as all get out, but, you know, like my...
That's
all they got. Like my pimp partner, Trey, kind of said so colorfully.
Yeah,
you pull up to the beautiful casino in the front, then when you get to the back, it's all crummy. You know what I mean? Okay, your mind didn't need to go there, Joy. Your mind did not need to go there.
That's all right.
It's the truth, though.
I'm a trash bag.
It's the truth. It's a straight up truth, though. You know
it is true.
You pray all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd like to tell men something. When you see a woman, that's her, that's the end product. That's after the makeup or whatever else she used to put on.
Because makeup, you know, you wash that off.
Makeup is for people that need to make up. Why you think it's makeup?
Oh, damn, that's
beautiful. Yeah, okay. But that can work both ways. You can make up or do it on. If you're a screw-up, you can make up or make up. It's like, you know,
makeup. Basically, you're trying to say that when you meet the woman first, you're going to meet the representative first.
Exactly.
Or you meet the real woman. You want to go beyond the representative and get into the office.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Anisha, and I want to know why he gave me money to pay the bill, but I went and got my nails done because I needed to go to my sister's baby shower, and he hit me.
He hit you? Oh, whoa. That's a different topic.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't grab the baby. Yeah, like Dre said, you didn't grab the baby for that.
You ain't got the stern gun for a smoky ass. What?
But hold on. See
you. I got nowhere to go.
I ain't got nowhere to go.
How do
you pronounce your name? Wait,
Don Quavianisha. I ain't got nowhere to go.
Okay.
And he keep hit on me. I don't know how to leave.
Your girlfriend,
where
your
girlfriend's
at?
Well, one foot in front of the other. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My girlfriend is his sister and his cousin.
Wait a minute. Say that again now.
My girlfriend is his sister and his cousin.
She's doing what to his cousin?
My girlfriend is his sister. I can't go to their house.
Okay. Well, you know what? There are shelters out there. You ain't got to put up with this bullshit, okay? Let me tell you something. Don't let no man hit you. If he come at you all crazy and shit, pick up whatever you got in front of you.
But he say I can't defeat him, and he say nobody go wrong because I'm big, I'm black, and I'm ugly.
Oh, no. Don't even let that happen because he's trying to break you down, okay? He's insecure because if he's hitting you, first of all, he's insecure anyway. So you need to get away from that.
He won't,
okay?
every time I try to leave, he raped me in the booty. He raped me in the booty. He won't let me leave.
He don't have a job or something to go to?
Straight up.
No, he just
there's gotta be a time when he's not there when you can get out the door.
He just sit on the couch to drink. He ain't got no job. We live with a grandma. He ain't got no job.
Oh, baby girl. Well, when he sleeps, you need to sneak your ass up out of there because that's not working for you.
Put one foot in front of the other, baby.
And we call that rocking.
Hey, that's what boots
okay.
are made for.
Well, he said, I can't go nowhere because I don't know how to read yet. We from Mississippi. He said, because I don't know how to read, I'm fat, black, ugly, and nobody going to want me.
I want you.
No.
Baby girl, don't even believe that shit. He's trying to break you down because he's insecure, and he figure, oh, well, I can tell her all kind of stuff, and she ain't going to go nowhere. What you need to do is pack up your shit, sit one foot in front of the other. It's called walking. It eventually turns into running and get up out of there.
Your mom.
He told me it was his cousin. The girl came over to the house. He said it was his cousin. I went to the store for him. I came back. He was in the room having sex with her. He was eating a vagina while I walked in, and he was eating a vagina. Then he hit on me. He said that his cousin put her pussy in his face, but his lips was on her vagina.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Where you at? I want to get on my bicycle and come on over there. I want to get on my bicycle and I want to come over there.
He was eating her vagina, but he said her pussy fell on his face, but he was eating her vagina when I walked in the room. I see he eating her vagina.
That's what, she fell off a building on his face or something?
He said he was sitting on the couch. She walked by. She walked by, and then she tripped over something and her pussy and fell on the face. But I said, why her penis? Why you was moaning and why you was on, how you get on top of her? She fell on your face. And then he started hitting on me.
I want to get on my bicycle and ride on over there. Did you tell me where you live?
Baby girl, let me tell you.
out of that situation because she's bullshitting you.
And come on over here.
I don't care if you come from Beckwood, Mississippi, or whatever. Don't believe that shit. Okay? Get up out of there.
I believe it's the first time I just had a miscarriage with his baby. He said it probably wasn't his baby. He said it probably was his daddy's baby because his daddy take me everywhere. But I know it was his baby, but he just so mean.
Y'all
and then
damn.
He, and
y'all
I had to go.
Oh, y'all
kissed
some cousins.
Hey,
they don't even work,
hey,
baby
hey,
girl.
Hey, hey, go, no, I had to go to the clinic because he gave me gonorrhea. He gave me gonorrhea. I had to go to the clinic.
What
are
you waiting for,
Christmas? He said I gave it to him.
Do you love him?
I used to love him, but now since he hit on me and made me lose my baby and gave me gonorrhea, say I gave it to him. I don't think I love him no more, not like that.
Yeah, that would do it.
Okay.
You know, then I seen him. He say that girl was his cousin, but then he was eating on that girl. You know, eating on that girl vagina. But he give me, you know, every time I try to leave him, he want to rape me in my booty and stuff like that. I don't like that.
Okay.
Ain't no sense.
Okay, but let me ask you this: if you left him, would you come back? So you know, could you see yourself?
If I find a place to go, a whole nother state, I'm not coming back.
My address is 428.
Don't listen to that, baby girl. Because, you know, he ain't playing with a full deck either, so.
Oh, he sound crazy. He sound crazy. I'm not spitting that man.
Oh, yeah. He is.
But I'm smooth.
Hey, but
smooth.
Hey,
smooth. Smooth.
Smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. Get home, Sally, some real advice.
Is he ready for you at the booty? Is he gay?
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
But, yo, mama, if this is for real, all kind of aside, is always help available. We try to touch somebody. That you are more than your environment, you are more than your circumstance, and life has a whole lot more to offer. So
exactly.
Please, by all means, do not limit yourself, but we're going to take a slight musical break.
Thank you. I've been praying. Thank you so much. I've been praying to the Lord. Thank you.
But that's the dude is he gay.
I've been praying to God. If I ask him if he gay, he's going to slash the hell out of me. But I've been praying to God. And the Lord going to watch over me. My mama said the Lord going to watch over me.
All right,
the Lord will watch over you, baby girl. And you don't have to put up with that. Just pack your shit and move on.
And still do
thank
that. Thank
you. I really appreciate it. What's your name, miss? What's your name?
Julie.
I appreciate it, Julie. God bless you.
You too, sweetheart. And take care of yourself. And don't put up with that bullshit because you ain't got to.
You guys take care of yourself. And you stop throwing that address out there. Boy, you're crazy.
You ask your man, is he gay? He's breaking you up your booty.
Yo, we're going to take a short musical break right here, right back. Meet your phone, they can hear y'all.
Hey.
What up, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. What up, Chris? Yeah, yeah. 1 for the treble, 2 for the bass. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince back up in your face. Me and Jeff again, oh my, you say. 1985 to the Y2K. The new millennium, prophecies, I'm fulfilling them. Everywhere I go, people be yelling, yo, that's willing them. I checked the rhyme like Quest. Sat and wrote some dope voodoo rhymes at my rest. The B-I-G-W-I-L-L, king of swing, and I rock well. The nail in the coffin of your average rapper. Jeff do the ditto for your average scratcher. Stature of a rapper slash actor. Back to the future on wax. The future of rap. Tap like Gregory Hines. Read the headlines. Hip hop's number one, sun still shines. Cause I'm Big Will is Jazzy Jeff is West Philly is. Ladies and gentlemen, Biz Markie.
Yeah, he's calling. Do the funky beating. Every time you hear me rhyme, y'all be speaking. So be honest, you're making. R.R.R. taking. You're guaranteed to like me for what I am saying. So all of a
sucker MCs every trying to get the info. Forget the rest, cause I'm the best and I'm a nympho. Maniac and maniac, I put you in a trance. If you party with me, I always keep you dancing. I always keep you hyper, no matter what type of jam. You know I'm fresh and ripe.
Yo, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. You know what I mean? Kind of play a play. We've been up in here having a good time, but we only got about 4 more minutes with you good folks. We want to thank everybody for calling in. Homegirl that just called. I can't
some
even pronounce
craziness.
I can't even pronounce your name, so I'm going to just call you Nisha. We appreciate you calling in, but, you know, if it's for real, go on and reach out and get yourself some help. You know what I mean? Cat Daddy, where you at, baby?
I'm right here chilling on the left fender.
You know what I mean? My man Cat Daddy is taking applications for all you big women out here.
Y'all ain't right. But then again, y'all all right.
I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Okay. Women need love, too.
Right. You know what I mean? Hey, I got a slang that basically goes, even hood rat needs love. Everybody
needs
love.
You know what?
Everybody needs love.
That's right. That's true.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something, man. All BS aside, all beyond the clown, and I'm going to tell you something that if you're a good person, you deserve a good person in your life. Don't ever subject yourself to be less than what you are. The universe didn't create you here to be somebody else's mat. The universe didn't create you to carry nobody else's person or burdens, because at the end of the day, you are only accountable for your own soul. And you know what I mean? Like I said, y'all hear the name Pretty Tony. You might not think I come off like this, but this is life. You know, we clown up in here and we talk about many things, but this is life. We up in here discussing. Straight up. You know what I mean? Anybody out there that wants to check me out, you know what I mean? I'm the author of the book, Player, Step Your Game Up. You can go to our website, www.worldmovement.com. Check out my man Cat Daddy and the music and stuff he has to offer. Order a copy of the book. You know what I mean? You can hit me up on the email at prettytonylv, like Las Vegas, at gmail.com. I love to hear from people out there. I love to hear from my fans. Ladies, tell the people if there's a way you want them to reach out and touch you, man.
Oh, yeah. You can reach me at Exquisite News, EXQUISITENEWS at AOL.com. I'm looking to hear from you. Let me know what you feel, how you feeling, what you want to talk about, and we can do this.
Straight up. Dr. Mandrake, tell the good folks that where they can find you in your book, sir.
Right here on drmandrake.com, drmandrake.com on the computer. Or if you want to give me a call and ask a question, like, is your mate cheating, or should you take that job, or are you going to get some money next week? 1-800-275-5336. That's 1-800-275-5336, extension 0585050.
Straight up, you know what I mean? That's where you can reach. Cat Daddy can be reached at catdaddyneedsabigwoman.com. Change your panty size. So we'll be back, same back channel, same back time next week, and I'm going to take us out on a, I don't know what we might go, but we're going to
roll
out.
But before we go, could we ask that one question?
Can I
play?
I'm going to let R. Kelly take y'all good folks out. Peace, love, here, Greece. Holla at your boy.
Hang it, girl. Love you.
Wait, I forgot.
Honey, got